Welcome to this episode of the Happy Workaholic Podcast. I'm your host, Kellyanne Gorman. I'm a business coach, luxury brand consultant, and serious travel planner. The Happy Workaholic Podcast is a happy, healthy, positive, and very productive show about living life in the fast lane, learning how to slow down, and how to become the best version of yourself through inspiration, motivation, and determination, both personally and professionally. If this sounds like something that you need in your life, then you've definitely come to the right spot. I'll be sharing some of my favorite business tips, personality, as well as some crazy stories from my own career choices. You'll also be hearing from a few of my friends who happen to be entrepreneurs like myself. Don't forget, the conversations continue after each episode in the Happy Workaholic Podcast Facebook group, which you can find on thehappyworkaholic.com. Now, if you want to hear any of my exclusive news first, just visit my website, kellyannegorman.com, and sign up for my weekly VIP newsletter. Now, let's get started with today's show. Hey guys, how are you? Happy Friday. Oh my God, what a long week it has been. And going out last night for a long period of time certainly did not help my morning. But I am on a roll and doing all of my LinkedIn videos and my social media and my blogs. And now I'm recording my show. So thanks for listening, first and foremost. And today I want to talk to you about the power of a thank you. So a couple weeks ago, I believe it was, I did a show about my first eBay fail. Actually, you know what? I think it was last week. Oh my God. These last few weeks have just been like intense. I'm doing pushing out a lot of content on all my social media platforms. So I'm just like swamped. Anyway, so back to my show. I did a show about my first eBay fail. So long story short, if you haven't listened to that show, I sold a radio and it got returned because I did not check the battery department where the batteries exploded because the radio was so old. I made sure it was in perfect condition and I Q-tipped and toothpicked and the radio was great on the outside, but my poor customer opened the battery pack and was like, I can't have this like that. So it was clearly my fault. I have always plugged in this radio, so the thought of even looking at the battery pack did not even cross my mind. So I refunded him. He sent me the radio back. I refunded him, and we're still messaging. He's like, you had the greatest service. I've never received a thank you card from someone, and I checked out his eBay profile, and he has thousands of comments on his page. So clearly, he's been doing this for a long time. And I apologized over and over. I'm so sorry. Like, I'm really new at eBay, but I obviously should have checked the battery pack for the radio I just sold you. And to make this long story short, other than saying, you know, thank you for my thank you card and returning his radio, and he wasn't super upset, which thank God, he still wrote me an excellent review, and I'm still at 100% on my eBay store, which I'm super proud of. I don't have too many sales, but I'm on a roll with that, and I also just opened a Poshmark store because I'm trying really hard to sell the clothes that I have. I'm not doing this as like a thrifting and flipping business. I'm honestly just selling everything I do not need. So just as another platform, I opened a Poshmark store. So last night, while I was out, I met a nurse who also has a Poshmark store, and she does thank you cards too, and she said, oh my God, I get all these messages back saying thank you so much for my thank you card, and it just really is like a special touch, super unique, because a lot of people don't do things like this these days, and it's even as simple as like holding the door for someone, and they say thank you, like just little things in life go a long way. So the moral of my story is just keep up with your manners and your please and thank yous. It really goes a long way. And I just wanted to do a follow-up on my first eBay fail, which in the end was a success to me because I still got a great review. Although I lost a sale, I got my radio back. So maybe that amazing Wi-Fi radio that I won on Ellen 8 years ago was really meant to be with me forever. So who knows? But I just wanted to talk to you guys about that. The power of a thank you card, the power of a thank you. the power of using manners and just being true to who you are really goes a long way, whether it's in person or online. And even if you don't know the person, I have no idea who this gentleman is. I know he lives in Brooklyn, but that's it. So you just never know. He could come back and want to buy more from me, and I might want to buy some stuff from him. So you just never know what will happen by just going and making an extra step and using your manners. And if you have an eBay store or a Poshmark store or have a retail store, anything that you can, you know, put a little thank you card in their gift bag, in their purchase, it really goes a long way. And that makes the service just upping the game. And it makes that customer or client or that guest want to come back for more. So that's all I have for you guys today. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll talk to you guys soon. Thank you so much for listening to today's show. If you like this episode, please let me know by writing a review for the Happy Workaholic podcast. I would truly appreciate it. As I always say, sharing is caring. Don't forget, the after show happens after each episode in the Happy Workaholic podcast Facebook group. That's where I'll be to answer all of your questions about any of the episodes that you've been listening to. Now, if you prefer any behind-the-scenes action, you can always follow me on Instagram at KKNVegas, where I post daily on my feed and on Instagram stories. Now, if for some reason you're not on social media, you can always send me an email at hello@KellyanneGorman.com or visit my website at KellyanneGorman.com and sign up for my weekly VIP newsletter. You'll be getting those delivered to your inbox every Wednesday. Thanks again for listening, and we'll talk again soon.